It's midnight, and you know what that means, don't ya?
Now, let me say this. I was born again in May of 19. I was born again in May of 1974.
Welcome, citizens, to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. My name is Gilroy McFadden. And I am your host.
Maybe not necessarily we don't have free will, but maybe, you know, technically the future's already happened. If you think of it as being continuum, future's already done. Future's there, you know. Not a tangible thing, but maybe if God knows the final outcome, you know, maybe it's all decided by us, what that outcome is.
The Catholic Church was created by Satan. The Catholic Church was created by Satan. Spiritual fornication. Spiritual fornication.
Why do I go to this church?
So what is your favorite kind of sex?
Catholic fornication.
Why do I go to this church?
Christianity! Can you say amen, brother? Let's listen, shall we?
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Let's learn a little something about the Inquisition, shall we?
The Inquisition had nothing to do with the Catholic faith. Perhaps it was just the King of Spain and his army.
And geopolitical facts, nothing, you know. And a lot of the Spanish noblemen fell into debt to Jewish moneylenders. There was not a lot of cash floating around. And a lot of the Jewish moneylenders, Christians, couldn't do interest and all that. So banking was not popular with Christians, you know, because you loan money, you don't get any interest, what's the point? And the nobility became indebted to the banks. Well, they helped fire up the Inquisition, used their political clout to, like, muscle the church into, like, starting up some of the Inquisition. So a lot of it was economically and politically based.
Hey, here we go. Your typical Catholic on the topic of lesbianism.
Jesus will strike you down with a brain tumor. You will be dead, dead, dead. We will burn your house to the ground, ground, ground. Your entire DNA will be wiped off the planet, planet, planet.
Those Catholics always were a tolerant bunch. Hey, I know. Let's listen to a set of Catholic and Lutheran theologians engaging in intelligent discourse over the validity of their different religious beliefs.
Small-minded little cunt, you 40-fucking-pound piss-flap dragon. Blah, 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 blah. Low-light little girl. Oh, you think you're gonna beat me on this one? Nobody can out-talk me in here because I'm far, far more intelligent than a piece of person like you who is evil and nasty and uses the F-word because you only have one word. Well, you think you can actually outdo me? You'll never be able to outdo me because I can outdo anybody on the out-talking bit. I am a professional fighter. I can do any kind of talking. I can outdo you. I can keep going. You're nothing. You're nobody. You're just an ugly little girl that nobody likes. Your mom and dad bought your computer to get rid of you, to get you out of there, and then your boyfriend left you for an ugly girl because you're even uglier. See how easy this is? I can outdo you forever and ever and ever. So anyway, like, you guys listen to you. F. Be sure to do that. Add the fat. Add the F. Yes, yes, yes. You're projecting now. You're compulsive. You're obsessive. You just keep on. And on and on. It's better than you. Shaker, shaker, shaker. Blah, blah, blah. Spaz. Keep on it. Keep on, keep on, keep on. Keep on. Oh, we can all do that. Woo! Keep on going, baby. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Keep it up, keep up, keep up, keep up. Yeah, go, go, girl, go. You go, girl. Go, go, F. Were you on Jerry Springer? I think that's what you do is sex with your sister. How's that? I can do it just like you. Woo! Boy, keep on going. Go, 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 go. Outdoing you, outdoing you, outdoing you, outdoing you. I can just keep on going. Yes, boy.
Hey, chick, you too. You're her friend. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. You go, girl. Yeah. High five. Hey, be sure to point your fingers all over the place to make sure you are the best. Woo! Go! You get go on. Hey, I can wait. I win.
And now, the rebuttal.
Hey, you can say every fucking thing and tell her all about herself, but she won't hear it because that's all she's about. Staying drugged, bitching and moaning, and blocking out anything you say by repetitive, nonsensical jargon. Bit, like a fucking four-year-old. She doesn't want to listen to what a small-minded spinehead is. A jellyfish cunt. A repetitive, putrid parrot. All she does is fucking regurgitate the same shit she heard from...
Hey, who's Father Drew?
Fucking personality. She has no personality of her own to speak of. So she makes up this persona built from everybody else's fucking attitude that they come in here, have something to say. What do? Write it down, you little cunt? You know, push everybody out of the room, honey? Nobody's here looking for your fucking online uncircumcised cock, bitch. It's all yours. Nobody's interested, Toots. Nobody's here to steal your online thunder, you fucking dirty mouth cunt. You really suck your daddy's dick with that filthy mouth of yours?
That's what I like! Logic! An Internal Justice Department investigation concludes the FBI did not intentionally withhold evidence from Timothy McVeigh's lawyers, but that two supervisors should be disciplined for waiting months to disclose the belated discovery of documents. An investor group has agreed to buy the Empire State Building from Donald Trump and his partner for $57.5 million. An iceberg more than 9 times larger than Singapore is broken off of Antarctica. The National Ice Center reported Monday that the berg named B-22 broke free from an ice tongue in the Amundsen Sea, an area of Antarctica south of the Pacific Ocean. It's 40 miles wide and 53 miles long, covering 2,130 square miles, or about 9 times as large as Singapore. A sizable asteroid zipped near our planet this month without anyone noticing because it traveled through an astronomical blind spot. The space boulder passed Earth within 288,000 miles, or 1.2 times the distance to the moon, on March 8th. But since it came from the direction of the sun, scientists did not observe it until 4 days later. With the Boston Archdiocese engulfed in a sex scandal, Cardinal Bernard Law is resisting growing demands for his resignation, reflecting what some experts say is a sense of duty as well as the church's desire to preserve its hierarchy. Law has acknowledged moving now-defrocked priest John Guillohan from parish to parish despite years of evidence. Guillohan was a threat to children. Guillohan has been missing 30 children over 30 years. He is now serving a 9 to 10 year prison sentence for fondling a boy in a swimming pool. Because of the scandal, Law has apologized and turned over to prosecutors the names of more than 80 current and former priests suspected of child abuse over the last 50 years. But Law, 70, has shown no intention of stepping down as leader of the fourth largest U.S. archdiocese with 2 million Catholics. He has been Archbishop since 1984, and up until this crisis was regarded as perhaps the most powerful American in the Roman Catholic Church.
Why do I go to this church?
I'm getting the distinct impression some people are feeling kind of defensive.
All I'm trying to say here is that we need to keep things in perspective. The primary problem of molestation, first of all, is not among the professionals at all. It's among parents who molest their kids, and strangers who molest kids, and friends of the family who molest kids. That's the number one molesters. But among the professions, the primary problem, sickest problem, is among mental health professionals, not among clergy. Clergy represent about 11%, according to the study. Priests are only 1% or less. It doesn't excuse anybody, but it just simply keeps things in perspective of what the problem is. And what I'm upset about is the media only picks up on the priest. They don't pick up on the psychiatrists and the psychologists and the social workers. And for example, on Long Island, for example, and that when someone walked in and killed that priest in Long Island, it wasn't reported on the CBS and the news or NBC news. But I'd be willing to bet you that if some guy went into an abortion clinic and shot a doctor, it'd be number one on the CBS Evening News.
A priest was shot in Long Island?
I didn't hear about it.
Oh, wait. I heard a joke. Why do priests wear long robes? Give up? To hide their boner when they meet your children.
Do you remember the little storm that accompanied him? I think Jimmy Swaggart did more belly aching on national TV than the news media really cared about because he wasn't Catholic. But, I heard about that gig. It was Operation Candyman. I was telling them this morning. I was telling, Bro about it this morning. And pretty much, it was a club that was posting child pornography, and it said it had anywhere from 3,000 to 7,000 members of this club.
Member.
They're searching out each and every one. The FBI is involved, and pretty much Yahoo will end up getting its nuts raked across the coals because of it, because Yahoo is not moderating their chat rooms, which they're not monitoring their chat rooms, which is something they're supposed to be doing.
I call this one Seeking Enlightenment.
I said I'm interested in joining a cult, but I'm not really sure which one. I'd like to find out more about each cult before I make my decision. But I did hear that Christianity is a pretty good cult. It's a big cult, and a lot of people tend to like it. I just wanted to know a little bit about it.
If you don't like that, we're telling you to shut the fuck up and go somewhere else.
I swear, she wasn't talking about me.
God, and I do want to separate the biblical God from the God that I believe in. The biblical God, you all say, is this loving God, and we all agree that life is a gift from God, whether you believe in the biblical God or the God that I believe in. Yeah, whatever, Blade, there's only one God, right? And you only have one penis, right?
Right.
Does Blade have two penises?
It was just kind of a joke. But if life is from God, then why does he punish us for using this gift however we see fit? I mean, if we decide to do whatever we want with our life, it is a gift. I mean, when you give someone a gift, you don't punish them for breaking it or losing it, do you? It's a gift. Why should there be any kind of consequence if we live our life and use our gifts the way we see fit?
Napoleon exists, therefore so does God.
How do you actually know that Napoleon ever existed, though? You're just taking somebody else's word for it.
Exactly.
Well, did anybody ever see General Schwarzkopf? General Schwarzkopf was a general. He was a man. Napoleon was a man, and he was a general. I've seen generals. I've seen men. I might not have ever laid eyes on Napoleon, but he was simply another man. A little bit different in God. God is supposed to be this super being, can do all these magical things. I don't think Napoleon was ever claiming that, and I don't think anybody that wrote about Napoleon claimed it. So it's not that logical of a leap to say that I've seen generals that were men now, and I think there were generals that were men back then. Was one of them named Napoleon? Sure, why not? He's not claiming anything outrageous, is he?
So what you're doing is you're basing what you believe on the testimony of other people.
If it proves to be logical, yes. I'm a 6'4", big muscular guy that's in law enforcement. I'm a cop. Is it possible for me to believe that there were 6'4", big muscular, strong guys that lived 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago or 500 years ago? Of course. That's not that hard to figure out. Do I claim to have superpowers? Do I know anybody that has superpowers that can part the Red Sea, that can speak people into existence? No, I've never seen any example of that. So it's a huge logical leap to believe that.
So you're saying if it doesn't sound realistic, then you don't believe it?
I'm saying if it doesn't sound realistic, I'm going to have to see a little bit more proof that it happened.
I guess he still doesn't understand.
Why do you take somebody's word that Napoleon lived, or Alexander the Great lived, or anybody else back years ago lived at any time whenever you don't have any actual proof that they did. You're just taking somebody else's word for it.
Well, Telsack, I don't know how you're not grasping what I'm saying. It's pretty simple. These were men. These were men. There are men that exist today. So what? Whether they exist or not is really irrelevant, to be honest with you. But, I take it that they existed. I take people's word for it that they existed. These were men. They're not super beings. You're expecting me to believe in a super being. If you can't tell the difference between a man and a god, I don't know what to tell you.
How do you explain men today, human people being in fleshly nature?
Oh, I just can't take this anymore. Roll the music!
If you don't like that we're telling you to shut the fuck up, then go somewhere else.
Life is hard, and so am I. You better give me something so I don't die.
Jesus will strike you down with a brain tumor. You will be dead, dead, dead. We will burn your house to the ground, ground, ground. Your entire DNA will be wiped off the planet, planet, planet.
Why do I go to this church?
Jesus and his lawyer are coming back.
All I'm trying to say here is that we need to keep things in perspective.
All I'm trying to say here is that we need to keep things in perspective.
A repetitive, putrid parrot. A repetitive, putrid parrot. A repetitive, putrid parrot. A repetitive, putrid parrot.
Why do I go to this church?
You've been listening to the What I Wish I Didn't Know Show. The What I Wish I Didn't Know Show is brought to you on the net, courtesy Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon Radio, if you're not listening to this from there, can be found at spankwagon.n3.net. I hope you enjoyed the show. My name is Kilroy McFadden. Good night.
Jesus will strike you down with a brain tumor.